He's really jacked up on coffee again. Dude, Steve.
Oh, yeah, do the hustle. There you go. I got Tim Stout in the room. The dean's inspecting my brackets, making sure that I've got... He says I've got all the one seats. Well, you know, mathematically speaking.
I'll tell you what, know. Going out on a limb. Nobody can call you nuts.
Yeah, well, you know, I got Belmont winning a couple of games. That's about as nuts as I get.
I saw them last night. I wasn't as impressed. I mean, good for them. They won a game. They beat an average Temple team, but they don't look to me like they're, in my opinion, they're going to go very far. But you know what? That's the beauty of the tournament.
Mm. Buffalo. What about Buffalo?
You know, I don't like Buffalo. I get like early it. In the year, but then they struggled in a lot of those MAC games against average teams. I mean, could they win a game? Probably they could win a game, but I don't have. To me, Steve, the tournament starts at the Sweet 16.
I agree with that. You know, you look at this, though. Looking at the tournament as I did earlier today, I really stopped to look at the brackets because I'm not, you know, rabid like some of the folks listening to your program. But it looks like Michigan, by losing the championship in the Big Ten tournament, got themselves a better position in the brackets. I mean, it's an easier road to go farther, it looks like.
Well, that's assuming that everybody you think in front of you, the top seeded team who you're going to play, you're going to win. But then you get upsets and that knocks somebody out. I mean, what if Duke loses to Virginia Tech? Then State's road's a heck of a lot easier, isn't it?
True.
I mean, and they have to play Virginia Tech, who's already beat them. At face value to start, one might think that. I mean, pick your poison. Do you want to play Gonzaga or do you want to play Duke? And Gonzaga's got some, in my opinion, qualities Duke doesn't have. Duke has the best player in the country, and Duke's by far played the tougher schedule. But everybody's starting at ground zero, and Gonzaga's playing in the West. So in Michigan's case, it isn't who they play. Are they going to play better? Because they started 17-0, and since then they're 11-6.
Yeah, so not too strong down the stretch, that's for sure.
I mean, are they going to play better? If they play like they've been playing, and there are a lot of teams you can beat them. If they play better than that, well, then maybe they can make a run like they did a year ago.
Which brings me to the question I wanted to stop in today, because you've got this expansion of sports betting. So, you know, who would you bet on? Well, across this country now, you've got 8 states now where you can go and do full sports betting. Of course, Nevada's always been there, but since the Supreme Court ruling, Delaware, New Jersey, Mississippi, West Virginia, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island most recently, New York's in the on-deck circle. Michigan, of course, pushed legislation all the way to the governor's desk, and he said no. But what do you think? I think it's going to come back around again. And good idea, bad idea, what do you make of it?
Well, they're trying to find 20 cents a person to fix the roads. I mean, you got to find revenue anywhere you can find revenue. And when you look at the other states that are going to make a ton of revenue, I mean, even the pro sports leagues are getting, you know, hooked up with gambling because they want some of the money because the money's going to be there. If you had, in my opinion, organized sports betting across 50 states, you think the NCAA tournament's big now, but you can go in legally and put $5-$10 down on whoever or put your bro, however they want to do it, because every state will do it differently.
Right. Put your bracket in.
You can't give up that kind of revenue if you're the government, let alone the pro teams.
So what happened to all these companies? I mean, DraftKings? These were the guys running around, you know, on fantasy sports and this and that. They were making a ton of money, and then they all got shut down, but they haven't come back. I thought they'd be here. What's the story?
Well, I'm not quite sure exactly all their legal issues, but I think in the next 5 to 10 years, I'd be shocked if there is a state in the union that does not have some form of legalized sports gamblers. You know how it is with money. If the money's there, you're going to take advantage of it. Plus the fact, I think, frankly, gambling enhances the interest in sports. In the NFL, if you live in the East and the Houston Texans are playing the Oakland Raiders, why do you care? Unless you got something down on Houston.
Exactly.
Well, now you're rooting for yourself. And that's been the whole essence of this thing and why Nevada and Las Vegas has done so well over the years with the sports. I think where it's going to hurt people is going to hurt Las Vegas because people can gamble on sports elsewhere other than Las Vegas.
Yeah, they can go online, they can do it in their local state. But Vegas does have the history. They've got the agreements, the oversight, the line, all of that stuff. I read that Nevada might be able to cash in on management, if you will.
Well, I think there are going to be problems with this as well, just like the lottery. You're going to have people playing this stuff hoping to get rich quick that don't have the money to afford it.
Are you talking about the players or the government trying to get rich quick?
Anybody that, you know, if you go buy a lottery ticket, is that because you're destitute? You just hope you win $100 million and that solves your problem so you didn't win, so you keep buying and buying with money you don't have? I mean, you know, that's obviously the problem with the lottery for some. There are those involved with gambling that should not be involved in gambling or don't know how to stop. And, you know, it's a complex issue of what's the best way to make sports gambling work. I mean, in New Jersey, you can go bet legally on sports, but you can't bet on the teams in your own state. All right, so you can't go bet on the New Jersey team. The problem I see that also is going to have to be an issue is fixing games.
That's what I wanted. You look at this, and all right, so you live in New Jersey, you can't bet on that team, but you can throw the game for somebody who can bet.
I mean, I see this as something that's going to have to be very carefully monitored. Sports fixing games is very difficult to get away with. Sooner or later, as we've seen in history, you get caught one way or the other. But it's going to be more of a prevalent option perhaps now simply because of the amount of money that's going to be on the line. And the other thing, this is not going to be a national one way of doing sports gambling. All 50 states are going to have their own specific way of how they think it's best. In Michigan's case, my sense is they're going to study what works the best for some other state or states, and we'll take the best qualities of that and try to make that work.
But there is legislation at the federal level. So, I mean, there's being talked about in Congress as well as ways to create federal, national betting.
That might be an option as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just bet here, bet here, bet here, bet here, bet. I mean, even on our own bracket sheet, I had to make four copies of that dumb thing because there's four office pools beating on me for my $5. And by the way, it's all illegal.
Well, of course it is. Look at yourself. You're
it's
a criminal.
All illegal, but what if you took bracket sheets out of the NCAA basketball tournament?
Nobody would watch.
And not only that, the people that put the bracket sheets together probably haven't seen 50 to 60 of these teams play during the entire year anyway, but
that's
they want
right.
to get in on the bracket pool.
Absolutely. And you look at this one. This one has advertising on it. You know, you got a company that throws their name on the bottom of it, and, you know, there you go.
That's why they call it March Madness.
And there you go. All right. But just follow the money. Tim, always a pleasure. Tim Stout, right. Dean of Sports. You like the
good
bracket
luck.
Or you don't? Yeah.
I've got Virginia. You got North Carolina. It's a heavy ACC. But, you know, just as much as everybody thinks the ACC is going to have all those teams in there, watch them all go down. It's the way the tournament works.
That's right. Set it all on
Did
fire.
You think Loyola Chicago was going to get in the Final Four last year? And, by the way, they lost in the first round of the NIT last night. Goodbye, Sister Jean.
There goes Sister Jean.
See you next year.
She's out the door.
She's done.
Thank you, Tim. All righty. There you have it. Sister Jean, I'm crying here. It's a tragedy. It's a travesty. Anyhow, 52 after.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this state.